this is Yada KC, your girl from MP.
Hello, my name is Rabona Chabane.
Hi, this is Iman Kuteka.
Molweni nonke. Elam ikama ngukarabokwa Daniels.
Goeiemiddag allemaal. My name is Esmeralda Ramsey.
I'd like to wish you a happy Women's Month.
Ke rata ho lakaletsa bomme le basadi kgwedi entle e atlehileng.
And I want to wish you a happy Women's Month.
Ndilapha nje ndizonqonela bonke abafazi inyanga emnandi yabasekhini.
Ali pragtige vroue 'n gelukkige vroue maand toewens.
And this is to all the strong women. May we know them, may we be them, and may we raise them.
Nhlaleni bahle njalo.
You're listening to Madiba's Radio.
Hello, what's up? What's up? What's up, everybody?
Hey.
Welcome to the Deeper Drive podcast. It's yet another episode of Great Vibes. Great conversations every time.
Lana,
siphathele yonke into emnandi ila eDeeper Drive. Igama ningongeziwa kana kumba imonge joy, the joy of the lady of talk. Ndimolweni bethuna and welcome to another episode. Jonga every day.
I mean,
every episode. I have a beautiful woman next to me and and the hoster with the most beautiful, gorgeous lady next to me. Bongi, how are you?
I am super amazing. How are you, Ongi?
I'm good, mama. I'm
after
good.
The crazy week we've had.
Like,
listen. Welcome, welcome, everyone. Ikamalam gubonge gile ngwagavumisa, but you can call me Miss Pretty. And I'm holding it down with the Ongi Joy, the lady of talk, for the first time ever. And I'm so excited. Literally checking it off of at least of the people that I wanted to host with. I mean, you are the lady of talk, so yeah.
Anyway.
Unjan, God, how is your week going?
Listen, my week is good, except for the fact that, guys, you know, take problems when you're recording.
Yay!
But we're recording for like the...
It's the third time, sweetie.
The third time.
It's the third time.
So just know, Guti, we go all the way out to make sure that we deliver all of this to you.
Yeah.
And, but most exciting is the fact that today we are joined by...
Listen.
A star.
Yeah. I literally, when I got the news like later during the week, I was like... This is not actually happening now.
It's happening.
It's not happening. For the first time ever. Like, I'm so excited for today and I hope everything just goes well.
Imagine for you, it's your first ever interview.
Yes, it is.
Joining the radio and the first interview, you're interviewing a star, a celebrity.
It's my first interview with a star, a biggest star in the country, and it's my first interview co-hosting along the lady of talk.
Like, there's a lot happening for you.
Like, I mean,
there's a lot of first times.
Yeah.
And also, I'm thinking for Levig, there's just something that is concerning in South Africa.
Yeah.
And just my first time.
Yeah.
You could get someone wanting to introduce you to something for the first time.
Yeah.
Introduce you to a country, a continent for the first time. Mm. Exciting.
Very exciting. Eh?
But now we are having an issue at hand.
Yeah.
The Russia STAD program, the Alabuga STAD program.
Yeah.
Which is what is concerning at the moment the whole of South Africa, which is a program where you get to go to another country to study and also live and also work in another continent, in Russia, actually, specifically.
In Russia.
So now they recruited influencers, approached influencers to come campaign for this program and get young girls, actually, specifically girls in the ages of 18 to 22 years old.
Yeah.
Who are just fresh out of high school. So they need to come study, work in Russia. But now...
Mm.
It is now allegedly a human trafficking syndicate.
Ish. I saw that on TikTok while I was busy scrolling.
Yeah.
And I saw like a video of Cyan Bougie.
Yeah.
Along other influencers also, like Abo Sima, they were busy with like the Apology, Bon Tabiseng, Yo Ayelanga also. And also a famous couple, Bon Tleli Tlori, on TikTok. So it is a really like big thing that is actually happening.
Yeah.
It's quite shocking also, because why are they recruiting women from the ages of 18 to 22?
I'm telling you, Sana, and the fact that they use the influencers, they know it's people we trust.
Exactly.
People we love, people we look up to. So they now use, but like, guys, take this word out there. And the fact that they used them and actually took them from South Africa to Russia to experience the whole thing and see for themselves how the program works. Because I'm thinking they could just... they could be just showing them
yes.
a part that they want them to see.
Yes, exactly. And the program ne basically. If you get ikthathe ne uhambe yofunda ngasha ne for mm-hmm. like you're going to like stay there and then you're going to get promoted like in 6 months and then like you're getting free accommodation, but basically it's not free accommodation, you are somehow paying for it, and mm-hmm. it's sort of not like this vocational program that they're saying good Zambia went to hospitality or yeah. either education or whatever. What are you going there exactly is that you're going to do what you are going to be placed at your drone plants. So they're actually assembling drone plants for the war between Russia and Ukraine. So now these women who are being recruited actually are being taken there to actually, well, allegedly, yeah. allegedly being taken there to actually do it, to work in these plants.
Yeah, when and so now it's such an issue now because there's high unemployment rate in South Africa.
Yes.
So we are really yes. a target because now we are desperate for work. Mm. We want to change our lives, want to better our lives. Mm. And now there's no other other place than yes. a well-developed country
exactly.
calling you to come work and study there.
I mean,
you are sure gonna go.
Exactly. I mean, we're speaking about Russia here. Russia is one of the most feared countries, if it's not a country, countries rather, throughout the world, right?
Yeah.
And when you speak about the unemployment in South Africa, unemployment rate is literally sitting at 33.2% in the second quarter of 2025, which is like April to June.
Ta-da.
And women are actually taking the largest or the biggest piece of the pie with the rates of unemployment for women being at 35.9% and with the men being at 31.0%.
Yeah, Bonica, we are really a target as women.
We are very targeted.
We are very much targeted. And the fact that they are selecting girls at the age of 18 to 22, they are fresh out of high school.
Exactly.
They are naive. Mm. They just want to make life for themselves. I'm thinking, Uguti, the fact that they are choosing them, why not a 24, 25, 26, who has discovered what they really want and probably see, Uguti, in South Africa, it's not working out for me. Because I remember in my gap year after high school, I was depressed. I'm sure if they would have came to me with the program, I was sure going to take it.
I think it actually goes for all of us, especially people who are in gap year, also like spend 2 years a kang healing in Zinex.
Yeah,
so if they had arrived at that time, obviously, I would have taken the opportunity. I mean, who wouldn't want to go work in another continent?
Especially seeing that they went to Russia and came back safe. Yeah, but also, this is really legit. Yeah, but and overseas, apologizing on the did a video apologizing. Siyamthanda did as well, showed receipts and the vlogs and the conversations they had. And then Pink Fair on Tabi Seng went live on TikTok. Do you know what she said? She took out the word saying, "I didn't force anyone to go there. I didn't point a gun on anyone."
That was so unnecessary.
I believe
that
so
was
too.
Really unnecessary. Like, she didn't have to say that.
She didn't.
Like, the one person that I could say, like, apology, like, stuck with us, it was, like, Ayalang. As much as they were wrong, guys, like, I felt like when she apologized, she did say that she didn't know, and you did say that she was plucked by
Pinkfe
Untabi saying, right? So I really think, ukuthi, hey, Marusima, hey, Azang Faga Marashi.
It's a different song that I'm singing. But I'm also thinking the fact that they're calling them Onoma Russia. Onoma Russia, which is like...
This feels like they were selling these girls to Russia, basically. For me, that's how it looks like.
Yeah. But also, I'm just thinking the safety of women in social media now.
Because
we look for work, we look for these opportunities, and then now and we're just targeted. Could someone could just say hi, and you could see the profile is good, and then start chatting, playing a meetup, kind of Bulala. There's just so much that is happening in social media that is jeopardizing our safety as women.
Yeah. I think it has happened with a lot of women. There's a job opening somewhere and you actually get that through social media. And then when it happens, you only find that it's actually not true. These people were trying to kidnap you. You know, we've heard a lot of those stories. But I think I also saw like another comment on TikTok. Someone commented about it breaks. So I was like, it breaks in Gena Ganjanla. So when I actually was reading up about how BRICS actually enters the chat, is that South African chapter of the BRICS, which BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and also South Africa. So the South African African chapter of the BRICS Women's Business Alliance signed over an agreement ngomene, and to send over 5.6 workers to Alabuga and a Russian construction firm. Additionally, the BRICS Student Commission in South Africa, it also advertised AMA roles with construction and hospitality in Russia. So despite all of these links, the South African Women's Ministry has stated that it's not associated with this Hoyinta scam.
But how, when Russia is the one sort of promising jobs, promising all of that, and then them signing over women to go work there?
Yeah.
So they basically, they have to make sure what they do thorough research. And yes. Then if Lendo about Alainwenga, the program has such allegations, when there's smoke, there's fire.
Exactly.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. Exactly. They could have just went through and made sure what's Bona, especially Bona, they have the resources to make sure what they have proper, they do proper research, because now we are mva uSiyamthanda laphaya, she did her research on TikTok. It also shows what now we don't do that much research, or maybe we don't have the resources enough to check all the information. Also the information as if manai on the socials could be manufactured in a way to make sure when you search for Alabuga, this is what pops up. Social media and we are living in a fourth industrial revolution. There's
true.
Just media is social media, and not just media at large can be manufactured and manipulated.
I think when you touch on the point, we don't have the resources of actually doing your research much. And we do not even have the skills to actually, skills to do the research. It's something that I've been actually looking up, that most of the people that are actually like looking for jobs and everything, most of them don't have like the digital skills to actually go and use the internet. And they do not even have access to the internet. Sisles is complaining,
But I also went on the streets and spoke to a few students on campus, asked them what's your take on the Russian START program, Alabuga, human trafficking allegations, and also the South African influencer situation. Do they believe what influencers actually neglected the red flags that they saw for the sake of the bag, the money that they were getting, or also they were like really, really unaware of what is happening? Also, do they think they deserve to be cancelled or not? I do have a few responses as well. The students, I'm glad they actually are part of the conversation, because it's young people.
I really liked how it was more of young women
giving
out their opinions. I really love that.
So here we have Iman. Iman says, do you know how serious human trafficking is? Anyone who answers this otherwise will tell me everything I need to know, because there is no way with that much influence you don't know. They are not innocent. Have you watched human trafficking videos? The mere thought of them posting those videos, even if they didn't know, makes them guilty. Mdase, we shake from just hearing hijacking stories in Summer Strand. Summer Strand, a supposed gated suburb. Imagine you telling me to go to Russia. I don't care what they do, but I would not like to see any of those influencers on my screens, not even hear them. The fact that they fell for it shows how easy it is and how sick the human traffickers are. They didn't know. Sorry does not cut it
I think for what has happened now, some of them will actually get cancelled.
But
I feel like as much as some of them would get cancelled, it will, for those who won't be cancelled, it will actually put a huge dark spot on their careers. Because speaking of Ayalanga is an actress right now. She's doing well for herself. I mean, this comes up, then where does that put you?
Are we going to be able to sort of trust them the next time they get such things, or just any work they work in? Let's say whatever brand endorsement they get, or brand collaboration or ambassador. Are we going to be able to trust what they tell us? It's a whole thing now.
It is.
But I have here Bubbles. So let me just say something. Let me share my 2 cents on the situation.
Hi, Ongi. My opinion about this matter, guys, is that it highlights how much this influencer and social media thing is new, and there's no expert of influencing. We are learning as we grow, because it really started taking off during COVID and post COVID. So 70% of my opinion does blame them for missing the red flags. And guys, I think people do thorough research, but also if people are running a syndicate of human trafficking or something alike, I'm pretty sure they do their absolute most for you to not notice small things, you
yeah.
know. These
yeah.
people are canning.
Yeah. Yeah, so it happens.
Yeah, I liked how she said this influencer thing is new. No one knows much about. There's no experience in it. There's no one who's experienced in influencing.
Mm.
So as much as we can actually, they can actually use that to their maybe like to say, okay, guys, like we were wrong, but like it's our first time.
Yeah.
But at the same time, people's lives are actually involved in this. So this whole entire thing is really quite bad for them. So I feel like they are going to get cancelled somehow. Some of them, though.
Yeah.
Some of them.
Hey, and Lendo, I die down. It's increasing every day. It's become a thing. Let's
morning,
hear what
Joy. So this is what I think. I think as one, the influencers knew, do not know what the actual program had, and they thought, you know what, they saw this opportunity where they were going out of the country, and some of them was for the very first time out of the country through umsebenzi. So they just thought, you know what, the bag is good, everything seems legit, the only thing that we haven't figured out is what the program is about, but this is something that we can see in the future. I feel as if as an adult leaving a place and aligning your brand with something that you don't know anything about is extremely negligent. Not even just negligent, stupid, and very ignorant. Outside of that, even if they were unaware of what was going to happen, why not do your own research? Why not find out? Why not ask questions? Why you, since you went, why don't you start the program? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love how she said, if you went there for yourself, why don't you come back and see what they're doing there in Russia and start the program right here in South Africa? Guys, I felt like that was the perfect answer. I like what that girl said.
Yeah, I guess I know. But yeah, we have tons and tons of responses. So we should speak to our producer to have a full-on episode.
Exactly. To tackle this issue.
Because I'm thinking, so celebrities are coming. So we cannot waste that
much
time.
Yeah, we cannot waste time.
But like this matter is really serious.
Yeah, I think it is really bad to end on such a bad note. On Women's Month. It's really bad. So shout out to each and everyone that actually brought this matter to social media for everyone to see. And for those women, men who are in Russia, I hope that they can come back here safe and sound.
And also, did you see Sayan Bougie's video, apology video?
Yeah.
Do you think it's sincere?
I don't think it's sincere. Because for the mere fact that when she was actually attacked by other women telling her, this whole entire thing is fake, she didn't even think about doing what? Think about deleting those posts. She kept on blocking those other girls. So I don't think that apology
is sincere. Body language speaks a lot. Body language and also just your face.
Yeah.
And also she kept on, when she was ending the thing, she was like, okay, have a good day if you want. Anyway, she also said this was not about money. She did not get paid. She was going to get paid maybe after the four videos she was gonna upload.
Yeah,
she was not done posting. She was only gonna get paid after posting all the videos. But also saying it was not about money.
But see, again, the South African government thought through the Department of International Relations and Corporations, Iterco, has officially launched the investigation into the program.
Good,
amazing. With alongside various international groups such as the Interpol, Botswana, Peru, that has stepped into examining whether the Alabuga Start program is connected to human trafficking.
Good, they must do that investigation.
Yeah.
And the main thing or the main concern right now should be: it doesn't matter whether we forgive or we don't forgive, we cancel, we don't cancel. But we should now see the problem at hand now, which is bringing the girls,
the woman
back home. If we need to now find a way to bring them back home safe and sound. And also if you suspect any human trafficking, you can contact the 24-hour helpline, the South African Human Trafficking Hotline. It is 0800-222-777 0800 022-222-777. Also send an email at info@0800-222-777.org.za.
Yeah.
San, you can also vet a job opportunity or report any suspicious interview.
And
San,
guys, please double check. Make sure that you take all of your energy into double checking. We're not living in safe times anymore. Yeah. It's not safe in Pilasipila Manju. So make sure that you double check whatever that you're doing. You're applying, you're doing whatever. Make sure that you do your checkings.
Otherwise,
yeah,
I see ya, man.
I have to go
take and come bring in our guests.
Ah, kunini,
kunini.
Ah, na.
Yes. Otherwise, namhlanje in studio, live in studio.
Yes.
Live in studio. We have a South African reality TV personality.
Yeah.
He's best known for being a finalist in Big Brother Mzansi season 5.
Okay.
He's not just a housemate, Lapayana. He's a finale.
Yeah.
And he's from Ekwabeha.
From here, GQ Sana.
He's a pedagogical practitioner. Not just a teacher.
Not just a
He's a pedagogical practitioner. Pedagogical. Pedagogical practitioner.
Okay.
He's a honey badger.
Okay.
And namhlanje, guys, we have Uyanda Hlangabezo in studio. Let me go take it because
please.
He has to join us.
He has to.
Madiba's Radio. Alrighty, Sachoke Sana, it's still the Diva Drive podcast here at Madiba's Radio podcast. It's still your lady, Uonge Choi, the lady of talk. And likewise, I'm driving with the most beautiful lady here at Madiba's Radio.
Yes, Ubogile. Yes, Miss Pretty. And honey, it is about to get real. It is about to get down.
It's about to get crazy. And as promised, Sichilu Masi Petele, Umdu Omkulu.
Listen,
we have in studio,
yes,
a South African reality TV personality.
Yes.
Best known for being the finalist in Big Brother Mzansi season 5.
Man.
He's a finale, not just any housemate.
And he's the most loved person like PE and also countrywide.
Listen.
So, yeah.
We are Ziwa Gesana. Nge nickname yake bathi Honey Badger.
I mean.
Does that ring a bell?
I mean.
Sana, ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome Uyanda Hlangabezo. Hi, Putwami. Unjani?
Siyaphila khondo ninjani?
Siyaphila. Angifuni ukuthi siyaphila because I feel like that's an understatement.
That's an understatement.
Especially right now.
How was your day so far?
Oh man, it was just a busy day. I don't want to lie. But I was super excited to be at Madiba's Radio. I mean, this is my institution. I was super excited and I was like, oh man, I just can't wait for the interview.
Yeah.
Then here I am, man. Super excited.
We couldn't wait for the interview, first of all. So, yeah.
I was just going to ask you that. Good, how does it feel now to be back at Qabeqa at large?
Mm.
Yeah, just getting the wind because I'm telling you, it's really windy.
It always feels home, man. I don't want to lie. It feels home all the time when I'm away from Qabeqa. Sometimes I feel like I miss the smallest things. Now that I'm here, even the atmosphere, the body can just feel free, man.
Just
your home, the atmosphere, the people, how we communicate and everything. Yeah, it speaks on its own.
So I also heard Uti Uyanda is a qualified teacher.
Definitely.
Right, Jet? NMU, honey.
Definitely.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm not the teacher. I'm the pedagogical practitioner.
Clock it. So basically, it's Mr. Hlangabezo.
Yes.
That's how we should address you from now on. So I want to know, when you walk into class, do your students call you sir or do they call you Uyanda from the Big Brother?
From now onwards, ever since I'm out of Big Brother's house, they've been that hype man out there. Also during the voting season or that time period, they used to say Uyanda. So now I see a lot of them, they're comfortable with calling me Uyanda. Not that there's anything wrong with them men calling me Uyanda, but I just understand the atmosphere, how things are now. So most of them are calling me Uyanda.
I want to understand. You said you were a pedagogical teacher. What does that mean?
I think there's a huge difference with teaching. The teaching is there's no longer teaching nowadays.
Yeah.
We also learn a lot of things, which is it also involves psychology, whereby you have to be able to read the minds of the learners, yeah. how they mm-hmm. behave, how you should respond mm-hmm. as a human being. There's mm-hmm. also what we call a humanizing pedagogy. Mm-hmm. It just mm-hmm. teach you about how a people functions whenever mm-hmm. they are doing certain things.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of science, a lot of theory. It's not just you standing in front of the class and, pre- and presenting.
You have an impact in one's life.
Yes, actually. Definitely. Yes.
So, Kahle, do you love music, Kal?
Yes, I love music a lot.
So if there was a South African song playing right now, which song would we be playing?
The song that at the moment that I love the mm-hmm. most has to be Esandleni. I don't know, by Nontokozo
Mkhize.
I love that song so much. Wow. And every morning before I just wake up, I just affirm using that song so that I can be able to have a beautiful day and know whatever's happening, God is there with me.
That is such a really beautiful song. Yeah.
So would it be okay to say that song actually defines your life, or if your life had a soundtrack? And that song would actually be...
Yes, but at the moment, I wouldn't... Because it's a song that keeps me going on a daily basis.
Yeah.
But the one that I feel like defines my whole life at the moment is Abantwana.
Mm.
Do you guys understand by my producer?
Abantwana bakho.
Yes.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
So at the moment, when I'm looking back at my life, how things have been compared to now, I just feel like... That song matches my life, symbolizes.
Song taste, Mtase, we are Yizwa. So I remember when you were returning here to GQ, like there was this whole homecoming of you.
Absolutely.
Everyone from a town, I live in town, right? So there are residences there of my students. Everyone was like getting ready. Let us go and see Uyanda Hlangabezo, airport. So I want to understand, Ubuthi. What was the funniest thing that a fan has ever said or done when they recognized you?
At the airport?
Yeah.
Yo, I cannot recall at the moment, but yo, there's a lot of things, man. But at that moment, I was a bit unconscious, I don't want to lie.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know, I didn't expect the amount of love, the amount of people that
yeah.
knew and everything. But the funny one I can think of at the moment is when people were grabbing my hands. Also, when they wanted to be in the car as me, that was super cool, man. That's super cool.
Yeah, I'm sure that's also heartwarming. Just to know how much impact you make in someone's life. And just, and they're like, like, nah. So I want us to play a game, God and them.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's very cool. Do you want to introduce the game?
Yes. I mean, a quick fire won't hurt. So,
let's hope.
So we're going to be playing a quick fire game. So we're literally sitting with the housemate, right?
Yeah.
Housemate of Big Brothers Mzansi. So Uyanda, we're going to ask you a few questions, Nim.
Yes.
So the first question I'm going to ask you, right, is who was the funniest housemate?
Who was the funniest housemate from my side? It was Sid Kuluva.
Yeah,
such a funny person.
Yeah,
he's such a funny person. But at some point, it can be serious, but it's super funny.
It's always like that.
Yes.
So, who was the messiest?
The messiest, like.
I think I have an idea, but like okay.
The messiest housemate has to be. Let me get to think of. Let me just think of the closet area, and then who was like. Yo, it's that question is super hard. Then.
I just say,
but
we won't judge.
Of maybe Nsuku.
Really?
Nsuku or Mata. I think between. It was Ashley. No way. It was Ashley.
I think I beg his intent.
Yes, it was Ashley.
Okay. So, who gave the best diary rants?
The what?
Diary rants. Lapa a house or a Big Brothers Mzansi.
I think it's Nsuku, man. Nsuku will talk for days. Like even after the diary section, you'd be like, Nsuku. It took about 30 minutes. While it only took 5 minutes. And then, Nsuku. That's been
Nsuku. Who's that one person, one housemate that you would never, ever cook for again?
The housemate that I will never cook for. I met a lot of But a lot of people appreciated the food that I cooked in their house. But then maybe you could say someone or not that I would. It's super hard because men in this industry, we're gonna bump into a lot of people.
Yeah,
we're gonna do a lot of things. We're gonna be into spaces together. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't be there. Mm. But then yes, we're gonna greet and everything. But who wouldn't be at my house?
Yeah.
I mean, this guy is obvious. a number of groupies I think people understand how I say groupies.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So the groupies.
Okay, we get you.
My space.
The Uber.
Okay, the last quick fire question is, who snored the loudest?
Who snored the loudest in Big Brother's house? It was a Spesihle.
Oh.
How?
Yeah.
Oh. Hi, boss.
Spesihle, yes.
Oh,
Spesihle was living next to me. She would snore for days. Like, she would snore for days.
Wow. Yeah. I am cold. I'm cold. But okay, we're going to play another game. Yeah. This one is Beat the Clock.
Okay.
Yes. 30 seconds. I think we should get a timer.
Get a timer, please.
I'm getting a timer.
It's getting heated here.
Yeah,
it's getting
worse and worse.
So, Glenn, you have 30 seconds. Sorry, 30 yeah. seconds to name any as many items as you can think of in each category. Yeah, bo.
Okay.
As many items as possible.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm gonna name the category, and then you have 30 seconds
to name any item that is part of the, okay.
or yeah. anything that comes to mind.
Super.
Let's do it like that. Yes. Anything that comes to mind. So first category, in 3, 2, 1, South African jazz musician.
South African, you are.
Not just music. Just music. Anything that can
come
to mind.
On.
Zola. Is it Zola 7?
No.
I don't
know. It can't be.
It was just on the leg right now.
Yo.
The artist of his corner, Gayla.
Can I give him a clue?
Give me a clue.
Nati, maybe.
Okay.
I mean,
oh, no. It can't.
Who can it be?
Time up. It's okay. Time was okay, let's move on.
Okay.
Second category is
okay.
30 seconds to three. Name 3, 2, 1 things teachers say when the class is too noisy.
Nyangola, you guys are making noise.
Okay.
I'm gonna leave.
Wow, threatening us.
Just come in front and do what I'm doing. Nobody can do better. Sit down, keep quiet. That's okay. We are. That's what I say most of the time.
Five.
And
okay,
the marks,
three.
You speak louder
two,
in books.
One.
I want to hear that one though.
Which
speak
one?
Louder in books.
It's not actually speak louder in books, but if we can bring the books here, you wouldn't be this loud.
Oh!
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, the last category. Three.
This one is the easiest one.
This one.
Let's hope.
In 3, 2, 1, name the any items in this category where Big Brother slang or phrases that he had the most in the house, that you had the most in the house.
Okay, you're going to say I must start. Should I start now?
20
okay,
seconds.
Let's start over.
Okay,
let's start over. So, let me explain.
Okay.
Explain first. So, you're going to name any Big Brother slang or phrases that you had the most in the house. Yebo?
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
The clock app. it's the clock app. It's capoeira. guys.
Come on, 16
it's
seconds.
Capoeira. It's the way we always used to say.
10,
the way.
9.
You know the drill.
Yeah.
What else? There's a lot.
There's that song that Umbuzi always sang.
Yes.
Personally, then you all sing along.
The which song Gonji is that one? I forgot.
I love that's such a nice song.
His song, by the way.
And the other day
it
was like, it was so nice. Actually, Ubongekile has something to ask.
Actually, it's getting straight to it, convert, right?
Yeah,
so I want to ask Ne Uyanda. Would you, having a teacher who's a celebrity, make you take school more seriously, or it will just distract iskati or spend a school in?
I think it struck your time in, because a lot of time these learners don't see you anymore as a teacher.
Yeah.
They're always excited. You are here. They just want to know more about your life. They are not. Yeah. I don't think they are focusing a lot whenever you're in front of. So I wouldn't advise anyone to have like a famous teacher or anything, because I still remember in term 2 I was back for term 1.
Yeah.
Before extending my leave. I was back, like I had to go to class and teach the lesson. And then only to find out when I went home, I just found a video on the socials of me teaching, trending.
Man.
I didn't know when they took that or how it ended there on socials. So it's I don't feel like it's a good thing for a learner just to have a famous teacher, if I may say, or a celebrity teacher.
Yeah.
But then at some point... it can be for the good benefit or for a reason at some point. Mm. Things such as giving back to the society. For example, these people, men are huge. They are supported by a lot of things. They are sponsors. So, for example, Utik Dudle, you guys know Utik Dudle. It's easy for her to have or to get donations so that she can be able to help the learners.
Yeah.
So that's the advantage of it. At some point, it has its cons and pros. So I wouldn't, but for me to, if I was a learner, I wouldn't want to have a celebrity teacher, because at some point, I feel like you're afraid at some point to just talk to them. You're afraid to express themselves, because you always see these people on TV. Now that they are here, it's so unreal.
True.
And I also think as a teacher, it becomes a challenge. You know? And then you can also dwell on the challenges you also face as a teacher who's a celebrity at the same time. That you can't also, there's some days where a teacher can like talk to you and probably share their personal things like to motivate you as a teacher. How, maybe they'd use that vulnerability of and use it for the social media. What other challenges that you also face as a teacher that's a celebrity?
As a teacher, man, one of the challenges I face, all the learners at school, they want to be thought by me. It's super hard, man, to see maybe learners undermining other teacher and be like, no, we don't like you and everything. We want this teacher. That's one of the challenges that I face on a daily basis. Also, a lot of learners, not that it's a bad thing, but then you'd find that a lot of learners, they might take advantage of you because I still remember when I'm in class, there's always a group of learners will be passing by the door before teaching. Let's say they're exchanging periods. And then they would make, maybe, they would always just want to make something there.
Get or
see,
attention.
All those things.
Like,
so it becomes hard. It takes a while. Even the ones that are here in class, they will end up, let's say you're asking a question, they will want you to speed up the process so that you can be able, they will ask you about the celebrity and everything. So it becomes super hard. I don't want to lie.
It's now a distraction. Like you're not focusing on the on the session.
Also at the same time, from my side, I think after work, there's a lot of things. There are interviews, there are gigs, there's PR, there's campaign that we have to shoot. So also, you have to have a, like a tight time management so that you can be able to prepare. If you're someone who doesn't understand or who don't know or who has a content gap, it might be hard for you because you have to take a lot of time in preparation. So in that, there's a lot of things. You might find out you have a gig in Durban this week, you have a gig in that one. So you minimize the time to spend with your learners.
About 8 gigs, it's a Joburg now, Cape Town, now then, Durban, like you're traveling around.
Yeah.
Dim Law was stressed out because, did you guys, maybe Uambeni like wind lay pine,
like he's going to pull up with a parachute.
Or maybe Pamela Martino come in Durban right now and you have to fly out. And how is it now traveling all around? Like, is it, there's some sort of challenges that you face also having to like always be here and there and there and there and that. Also mentioning the time management, how do you also manage that?
I think, man, it's so hard. I don't want to lie. Also, if you don't have people who are managing you at some point, you're going to crash out a lot because you have to be patient. You have to be humble along the way. You're going to find out maybe a certain brand, they don't deliver on time. But then you also want this money. So you have to make sure, let's say if they delayed with 10 minutes, you have to be able to make it work out of that. I still remember this other time I attended a gig in Durban. Mm-hmm. And then what happened is that on our way back to Durban, I was flying with my manager. Our flight left us.
What?
The flight left.
Oh, my word.
And then we had to wait for them. We had not to be angry, but to wait for them so that they can be able to what? To book the following flight. We had to sit at the airport. Because, we have to be...
And you promised people that you're coming.
Yes. One thing about people, they don't understand that there's a... management, there's anything they only blame they will blame you as a person who has to be there. But hey, this person is unprofessional, didn't show up. So those are the challenges that you may face sometimes, but then you have to stay the course.
Yes. Do you think having a manager is like one of the most important things as an artist?
Yes, because I'm someone, I'm so impatient, I don't want to lie. Sometimes I wouldn't have solutions whenever, let's say, there's an issue that has to be solved on spot. Sometimes I get because there's a lot of things that I have to do. Now I just don't know what to do at a certain time. Having a manager at some point, it is so important from my side, because those people get to manage. You get to get gigs to you get to or go through. There's like
ambassador deals.
Hundreds of emails that you receive. So you also have to imagine, you have to attend a certain thing, but there's an email. So the manager all does the work for you, making sure they negotiate. Also, you are happy. Also, there's a good collaboration with the people, event organizers and everything.
So the workload is kind of like a little bit.
Yes, not much.
Yeah. And also, vaccinated on my deal. I was just mentioning ambassador deals.
Speaking of deals,
we know that you are the ambassador of the Fix.
I mean, look at him.
Not ambassador.
Look at him,
actually.
But it's I was part of the campaign.
Which is why. But you may be a corner after.
Look at him. He's looking so nice right now.
I'm not surprised.
But I would like to have that.
The Fix. Hello.
Was a manifesto, and also the ambassador of Chiller's Punch. Oh, that was a great one, actually. Just a busy palace. We end up for Chiller's Punch. Ambassador. So how did this collaboration actually come about, this collaboration, other collaborations that you also have? You can also mention them.
I was starting with the big one, Mzansi Magic.
So
it's a huge production that was just celebrating 10 years in SA this month. That one, man, you got to be selected. It's the survival of the fittest, which means they were like, look at the top 5 men. These are great individuals. And because of the week we spent in, the last week we spent in Big Brother's house, and showcasing our talent and everything, how good we are as human beings. So we got to be selected automatically as the top 5 to be able to present Zan's Magic. Yeah, man, Chiller's Punch, the funny one. I was a chiller even before me becoming the So I use to be I wouldn't understand people in the house when we're talking about, but they don't understand, they don't know Chiller's Punch is their first time. So I used to be, when I was in varsity, during my weekends, I would go to spa and get myself some kettlebell of Chiller's Punch.
A very cold one.
Yes. And then watch podcast and chill. So now it got to be associated with me because a lot of things that happened in the house, the fun that we had in the house. So I was the chosen one that, oh man, this individual suits.
You just have to.
I love it. I don't want to lie. Even Meg G knows that this one. Yeah, man, I love it. I forgot to bring you guys. I'm super Meg right now.
You owe us. But okay, Uyanda, so I would like to ask now, with the love you've been getting, Nim, you're still teaching, right?
Yes.
So how do you balance being a teacher with being a public figure and also a brand ambassador for Chiller's Punch and also Mzansi Magic?
At the moment, I extended my leave to 10-4. I was like, there's a lot of work.
Yes.
I just can't manage at the same time because you have to be at work, you have to fly to Joburg, you have to attend gigs and everything.
Yeah.
While the pressure out there, also the hype is still high. Let me just take on unpaid leave so that I can be able to work. But yeah, man, most of the work, it is so important for you to write down everything.
Yeah.
Also, with the assist of the managers, I'm not going to run away
from yes.
that. That they get to be able to talk to people and be like, no, man, on this day we have a certain event, so we can't be doing this. Also, the people that we're working with from different brands, they are so flexible. Whenever you say you are not available, they don't take that as an offense. They are able to be like, make a way for you. But most of the work, when it comes to Chiller's Punch, when it comes to Zanzi Magic, what we do, we record, which means it's a social media based job.
Okay.
Which means what you got to do is just to record and if you have an audience, let people see your work, that you're an ambassador, you record videos, you promote through social media.
So it's basically something that you can just do by yourself. It doesn't mean that you need to travel to that place for you to actually start doing that collaboration or something.
You can do it online, man, at some point. But at the same time, there are certain events that have to be, you have to be physically there.
Yeah.
For example, there's one that we're doing with Chiller's Punch. At the end of this month, I have to be there and present the brand so well. You just can't be saying you're going to be do the video and be like, I wish you guys enjoyed it. You have to be present. People want to see you as a brand ambassador and experience and have chats with you and everything. So it's both physically, also over the socials.
Yeah. So what's next for you? Any projects, campaigns? What should we expect from you?
I just cannot recall, but there's a lot of things. One of the interesting ones that it's coming.
Yeah.
I'm going to but I don't know if I have to say it, but I have let me say it.
Because
something that
speaks
to me. There's something that we're planning whereby not that we're planning, I'm an ambassador for this something so special. It's an educational program whereby I'm going to be traveling all over South Africa and educating kids about safety and security, also how to develop themselves. Let's say you live in the rural areas, which means exposing the rural child to the world. Also, what's also on the way, I didn't also want to say this, but there's a brand that clothing brand that I'm trying to come up with. So
okay.
And the third one, let me. There's a lot of things, man. I could count a lot.
So if you want to see again, were you doing all those projects and campaigns, your socials? And I think they know you, but where do we find you?
Where do we find you?
All over the socials, I'm Uyana Hlangabezo. You can go to Instagram, I'm Uyana Hlangabezo. TikTok, Uyana Hlangabezo. Twitter, Facebook, it's still the same name.
No, thank you, man, for coming through.
Man,
any words of encouragement, motivation to anyone listening right now?
Oh, man, what I would say to the way I'm someone who don't like to be motivated, but then just do it for yourself, man. Whatever you're doing out there, just make sure, just know you are doing it to yourself. You don't owe any explanation to anyone, but because at the end of the day, it's you alone. You're going to be alone.
Yes, that's so true. Man,
thank you for coming through. Thank you for honoring the invite.
Man,
taking time out of your busy schedule and coming through at Madiba's Radio. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
We appreciate you and just keep going. We're behind you, supporting you.
Yeah, man, I mean, this is at home. So
this is your style.
Wherever I go, I present NMU.
Listen, Uyanda is an awesome person.
Yeah, Sana, I don't know. I think this is my highlight for the whole entire year. I literally I was with Uyanda right here in Madiba's Radio recording. That was super amazing.
Listen. Be sure to check out our TikTok videos.
Yes.
Check out TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. We'll be posting. We'll be making sure we're buzzing and showing you everything that is happening in the studio. Otherwise, a weekend in Kulu.
Yeah,
there is so much happening.
So there's a Likompo Festival 4.0 in Zagalayo. There are going to be artists like Kupele Pele, KCD, Rich_Da Kid, Smash Music, Tuvis, K Music. K-Mess Music rather, and Uvuyo SA with live music from Shigaza, Manyalo, Likompo, Bacardi, and Amapiano also. And the MC is going to be Prince D at AR Lounge 629 Govan Mbeki North End on 30 August 2025. Food and alcohol will be sold inside, with the tickets starting from phase 1, which is 40 rand, phase 2, 60, phase 3, 80 rand, and at the door, you're going to be getting in go hard.
It's Bakari, but I like to tweet.
I wear Mr. Me, you're
listen, it's going to be epic.
Man.
It's going to be epic. Otherwise,
when we are Pedagle weekend.
Pedagle weekend. Listen, listen. Get 30 August.
Okay.
You want to find me at Tiger's Milk.
Okay.
Because there's the Luxion Loud section.
All right.
It's the Luxion Loud session 5. Mm-hmm. The DJs will be playing. Actually, we're just wrapping up the Women's Month in style. We have the woman on decks.
On deck.
We have Nikki Sandra.
Okay.
Muzero. Zipshazi.
All right.
Abel Ferb. Aye. We have Unana, the DJ. We have Unexpected Brothers. And also, do expect live acts from Flaco, Rude Boy, and also MJ, Mary Jane, Matsolo. And the host with the most.
I win.
So be sure to be there at the Tiger's Milk. Free entry, 30 August. And this event is powered by True FM and also SABC Plus.
Yes, mina ngithi asiqalekile inkomponi. Bese siyahamba siye Tiger's Milk.
Akunankinga, kodwa noba siye kuzo zonke.
Sihambe nje sonke, guys. Guys, Sunday cola. Sihambe nje. Eh, ngiyadlala. Qalithenga i-cross aqala.
The night is young and the weekend is short as well. Be sure to have
all
the fun. Otherwise, let's go.
Asambeni.
On
Instagram,
Instagram.
Yeah, it's all up. Oh.
Instagram, you can catch me at Ongi_joy.
Okay.
Joy.
Okay, you can catch me on Instagram at @ubongekilevumisa_. Small letters, but other than that,
let's bye.
Bye, bye, guys. Bye.
The best youth station in the Bay. Matiba's Radio.